The fight for the future is now. This is The War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Watch the live stream at band.video.
All right, we are in the third and final hour of the InfoWars War Room, brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com. It's International Women's Day, and so this is a first, an all-time first. In the third hour, we're only taking calls from women and hearing from women today, either on the unreleased, unseen January 6th footage until released by Tucker Carlson, or the issue on International Women's Day of men winning women's awards and men getting credit as the first woman to do X, Y, or Z. How do you feel about that on International Women's Day? Now, before we do that, here's one of the all-time great women, and that's Karine Jean-Pierre. And she has a tough job to be the spokeswoman for the president who spends most of his time napping on vacation, and when he gets petulant, pooping his pants so that he doesn't have to deal with work. And so the American people are wondering right now, with major weather disasters in California, by the way, another storm about to hit California, and it's looking bad, folks. It's looking like it might make a bad situation worse. The situation in East Palestine, nothing from Joe Biden. The border situation, I mean, it's just total disasters left and right. We got another oil rig on fire today, by the way. The domestic disasters continue. And Joe Biden nowhere to be seen. So the press asked Karine Jean-Pierre, hi, where is the president?
This is the second day in a row where the president hasn't had any public events on his schedule. What's he up to, and is there a strategy to have him?
What is the president up to
before this speech tomorrow?
So look, yesterday, as I think we read out two hesitate calls that he had with the Oman and also
she
with President Macron. We read those two calls out, and so the president is always working, always making he does have the American people at the top of mind every day.
Yeah.
He is constantly meeting with his senior staff. You will see him tomorrow for the big day as we roll out the president's budget.
Well, the big day. Tomorrow's the big day, is it? Where's he today, though? But we were asking where he was today, and you said maybe he's talking to Omar. I don't know. He's working, though. Oh, yeah, I'm sure he's working. There are people stranded in Oregon and California right now. Probably dying right now. Children even. Can't get food. Can't get electricity. Snowed in. Any disaster relief? No. Even Gavin Newsom left town. Nothing from Biden. Not even a comment. Nothing from FEMA. East Palestine? Nothing from Biden. Barely any help at all from the government. They get just walked over. Should I go on? I mean, we got a war raging in Ukraine. We've got a wide open southern border, the fentanyl deaths. I mean, there's all kinds of things Joe Biden needs to be addressing and working on. The economic disaster and distress people are in right now. No, not Joe Biden. He's too busy to be president, is what Karine Jean-Pierre says. But, I mean, talk about, you know, it's just incredible, isn't it? It always goes back to the same bottom of the barrel, which is, when are liberals, leftists, Democrats going to stop being deceived or stop lying to us? When is it? How long do we have to deal with this? Donald Trump is a president that worked every day. Donald Trump is a president that sat there in the Oval Office and let the media jackals in there every day. We knew who Trump was speaking with. We knew who Trump was meeting with. They had cameras on him every day. He was speaking to the press every day. He was doing photo shoots, video presentations. Every single day we saw Donald Trump working. Every single day. Now, compare that to what you get from Biden. There is no comparison. And those same media jackals sitting there and they say, hey, where's Joe Biden? And they accept that bull crap from Karine Jean-Pierre. Oh, I think he's talking to Omar or something. He'll be here for the big day tomorrow. What big day? When California gets slammed with this next big storm, they're already in distress because of the historical snowfall. Now there's another massive storm about to hit California that could bring massive flooding. Where's Joe Biden? Oh, I don't know. Maybe he's on a phone call. Maybe he's eating a Macron. What a joke.
right now, I'm not talking to the viewers and listeners that have gone to InfoWarsStore.com and gotten the great products that enrich your life, that empower your immune system and your body, and keep us on air. I am humbly, hat in hand, talking to the viewers and listeners that have tuned in, many of you for years, and never gone to InfoWarsStore.com. We know the vast majority of you never actually go to InfoWarsStore.com and never experience these great products and never fund the operation. Sure, you share a link, you share an article, you tell folks about the show. That's great, and I thank you. But we need funds to operate. Plus, we've got really great products that do amazing things for people, like our CBD oil and our Fizzy Magnesium and our Sleep Aid and our Nitric Oxide and our Real Red Pill Plus. All of these are really great products that keep us on air. Plus, you're missing out on having these products. So get off the bench. Get in the game. Step to the plate and go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and get these great InfoWars products at InfoWarsStore.com.
Third and final hour of the InfoWars War Room, brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com, and we're breaking barriers here today. And on International Women's Day, we are only taking calls from women. Your thoughts on how men can now be women, and men can break female records, and men can get credited as the first female to do X, Y, or Z. What's your response to that as a woman? And the beauty of it is, if you're a man, you can call in too, because men are women in 2023. Isn't it amazing? But no, we are dedicating the phone lines to our female listeners today. And we start with, how could it be, Karen, calling in from Texas, our first caller on the Female Open Lines Day. Karen in Texas, go ahead.
Hi, Owen. This is Karen. I just wanted to call and remind you that International Women's Day has its origin in communism, and we definitely shouldn't be celebrating it. This is some serious lean-in Sheryl Sandberg garbage. That, you know, when people say, Happy International Women's Day, you know, I meet them with a blank stare and I'm just like, bah, humbug. This is garbage.
You know, though, I'm now eligible for the International Women's Day Award. I don't know. I kind of like it now that I'm eligible.
Well, go ahead and accept it, and I'll be there to boo you as you accept it.
You would boo me?
Absolutely, because you're a man taking more things from women, you know.
I guess that's exactly what a commie would do, right? Is a man taking things from women.
Exactly.
Now, I can't say I'm surprised that International Women's Day is based in communism. It seems like all the virtue signaling crap is based in communism. But, I mean, aside from that, how offensive, how insulting is it in the White House today they awarded a man with the Woman of the Year Award?
It's super insulting, and anytime I see that, you know, I'm not going to be celebrating it. When my kids play against other kids, and, you know, I have a daughter, and if there's a team that has a boy on it, she's absolutely not going to be playing against them. You know, there have been a few of the Christian schools actually here in Austin that, because there was a boy on the soccer team, they actually changed their whole league and decided not to play against that team and that school.
So this is already becoming an issue for parents. I mean, are you having this discussion with other parents where it's like, oh, we know there's a boy competing on that team, we're going to not compete today?
Yes, absolutely. It's just unfair. Women will lose scholarships. They're going to lose all kinds of, you know, just in general, we will never win against men. It's not fair.
No, it really isn't fair. It's insulting. It's offensive. And they act like it's a virtue to do this. But then you ask them to describe a woman, and now because of their own political correctness that men can be women, they can't even tell you what a woman is.
It's outrageous.
Well, Karen, I thank you for getting through to us here on International Women's Day on the female-only phone line.
Have a great day.
All right. Thank you, Karen. Let's go to Sharon in Washington. Sharon, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, hi, Owen. I want, on a National Women's Day, I just want to say a bunch of malarkey, and I'm you know, on my deathbed. I have hospice here, and I remind myself of Larry Nichols calling in, and I just wanted to say Thanks. And I just wanted to say, you know, I just believe that people are born awake and the acceptance from birth that I'm a woman. So I didn't have to, you know, go through the struggles. And I think being born awake, if you have Christianity and military in your family, like our generation did, everybody's uncle, you know, was in the military. And now this generation, they can't name anyone in their family in the military or Christianity. And,
you know, you raise an interesting point though, actually, Sharon, even though most Americans are one at most two generations away from military or Christianity in their family,
right.
In their house.
That's right. That's right.
And of course we've seen Christianity demonized. The military is a bit of a different story, but now recruitment is down. They can't even fill their ranks anymore. And we all know why. People are too smart to go fight for wars that really don't help the American people anymore. And they don't want to go be subjected to a bunch of communist propaganda just because they want to, you know, show their commitment to America by joining the military.
That's right. They're signing up now for a job and they can have a criminal record and be any gender, where before people signed up to protect this country under the Constitution. So I just wanted to say, you just make my day. I just love your sense of humor. It's like George Carlin and Alex, and my friend has been downloading your shows for 15 years. And what's helped me during this time is I look at Birth of the Day, look it up, and, you know, they don't celebrate National Women's Day. They might have it somewhere, but the Birth of the Day is the Lord will keep you from all harm. He will watch over your life. The Lord will watch over your coming and going, both now and forevermore. Psalms 121, 7 through 8.
Well, Sharon, and, it means everything, your kind words expressed today. And I'm glad that you choose to spend your time with us.
Yeah, and I wrote my own obituary, and it says, you know, I'm going out with the spunk of life, which is part of me. And my marketing ideas quick are, I have a license plate holder, and years ago I put in the black letters, it says InfoWars Planet Watchdog. And another marketing idea is to make a calendar of all these great events. And my friend said, yeah, they could put Alex and Owen on there with no shirt. And I said, no, that's gross.
Well, you know, I will tell you, you've got some good ideas. We've been in a very precarious situation here with lawsuits and stuff to kind of expand products and sell different products. We're hoping to kind of get through that awkward period and maybe introduce some new t-shirts and maybe, like you said, I think a license plate holder is a great idea too, or stuff of that nature. So hopefully we're going to get through some of this. Some of the stuff we're dealing with and kind of do the stuff like people are used to, selling the shirts and other types of apparel that we've kind of been a little handcuffed on here lately.
Okay, God bless you and your crew, and let's hear from another woman.
All right. Thank you, Sharon. That was wonderful. Wow. That's a highlight. That's a highlighter. That's a highlight right there for a show host. All right, let's go to Angelina in Texas. Angelina, you are on the InfoWars War Room. Go ahead.
Thanks, Owen. Thank you for having me on the air. Now, I've been an advocate for people with disabilities of all ages since 2003. And the subject I want to talk about is that the most protected predator class, and I'm talking about children, are the ones that are employed in special education. Now, to bring this, to bring a bigger story on here, for years, Greg Grugan on Houston Fox Channel, and there has been other major headlines where special education children, especially very young, were horribly abused and also horribly raped to where they would need to be having surgical procedures. And these people are crime victims, and I have known some of them. And this is how, and every single time, none of these people ever see prosecution. And there's a reason for that. So the first thing to go along with it, preventing the prosecution, is that these school district law firms, they're very highly skilled, and they will do anything and everything to keep this away from the district attorney. Now, the first thing people would try to do is go through IDEA. And I really don't want to go into those legal entanglements. That's an administrative procedure by TEA. And after that, you can go into federal court. But usually what these attorneys do is they have a whole bunch of things in their plans, which I had more time.
Well, I'm out of time right now, but hold that thought.
If Russia invades, that means tanks or troops crossing the border of Ukraine again, then there will be no longer a Nord Stream 2. We will bring an end to it.
But how will you do that exactly, since the project and control of the project is within Germany's control?
I promise you we'll be able to do it.
Tonight, sabotage at sea. That's what President Biden is calling the leaks and explosions along the Nord Stream pipelines.
Like a boiling cauldron, the busy Baltic Sea bursting with gas from ruptured Russian Nord Stream reinforced pipelines.
First on CNN, sources telling us that European security officials observed Russian Navy ships earlier this week in the vicinity of those leaks in the Nord Stream pipelines that were likely caused by underwater explosions.
Here's what we know. We know that Russian support ships, Russian Navy support ships, were spotted in the vicinity of the leaks on these pipelines. We were also told by a source familiar with the intelligence that Russian submarines were spotted in the general area last week.
I think this is clearly an act of sabotage of some sort, and Russia is certainly the most likely suspect.
It's incredibly alarming.
President Vladimir Putin has blamed the United States and its allies for blowing up the undersea Nord Stream pipelines.
It was a deliberate act of sabotage, and now the Russians are pumping out disinformation and lies.
If Russia wanted to shut off the pipeline, they would flip the button, they would twist the knob. They don't need to blow it up, it's theirs. It starts in Russia.
So it was pretty obvious to us the Biden administration was involved in this.
They have been lying to us all along about this. There's no way the United States was not either involved or knew about this, or at the very minimum, approved it.
Today, a senior U.S. government official rejected a new claim by Russia's defense minister. He claimed that Ukraine is preparing to detonate a radioactive dirty bomb with Western help on its own territory.
This is the first time the 101st Airborne Division has deployed to Europe since World War II.
The idea that we're going to send in offensive equipment and have planes and tanks and trains going in with American pilots and American crews. Just understand, and don't kid yourself, no matter what y'all say, that's called World War III.
The U.S. will have to send their sons and daughters exactly the same way as we are sending their sons and daughters to war, and they will have to fight, and they will be dying.
Air sirens blaring across much of central and eastern Ukraine today as Putin's forces ramp up.
Washington has placed more than 8,000 U.S.-based troops on a heightened state of alert.
Today, the U.S. sent in the cavalry, bound for Romania, right along the Ukrainian border.
If we continue down this path, we may end up with a nuclear holocaust.
CNN has learned that the U.S. is developing contingency plans for possible Russian escalation in its war in Ukraine, including the potential use of tactical nuclear weapons.
Russian President Vladimir Putin today making it official. He just formally suspended Russia's involvement in its last remaining nuclear arms control treaty with the United States.
The prospect of nuclear conflict, once unthinkable, is now back within the realm of possibility.
Every actuary, every historic war game, every analysis shows this leads to total thermal nuclear war.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
All right, we had a caller we held over from the last segment. That's Angelina in Texas. She was getting into the issues she sees in special education when it comes to potential child abusers. And so, Angelina, you were just explaining the protections when this happens that you've witnessed. Go ahead.
Sure. The school district lawyers, they will do anything and everything to protect the school from any form of liability. And so if your child is hurt or suspected to have been hurt or has been molested, the parents usually get a whole firestorm loaded at them, including one of their favorite weapons is to make these calls to CPS. Okay. Even if they raise a question about their children in school, and they try to assert their rights, that is a very common ploy that they do. And that's the first one. When you go through IDEA, they're not really going to the criminal courts or anything like that. And what IDEA does, what these attorneys do craft, is that they try to have parents sign a settlement agreement, which includes a release of all claims. And that means claims in every venue, including the criminal venue and in federal courts. And you can't bring that claim up again if that child happens to get hurt again, so they say. Now, now it goes even further. When it comes up to the federal circuit, and I'm talking about the Fifth Circuit, there has been a number of high-profile cases. One's from San Antonio, and I think one or two from Houston. And there were some earlier ones, and the Fifth Circuit had this attitude when it comes to abuse. It could be physical abuse or rape. And the attitude is that if this starts off as a disciplinary action, like, you know, discipline, and it ends up in abuse or as rape, they still considered it as a pedagogical act. Not all the justices in the Fifth Circuit, but just there were a few of them. And there was even one from Houston ISD, in which a special education girl was repeatedly raped by a security officer, and the Fifth Circuit let him off. And they also added that he wasn't going to be on the sexual predator list, the sex offender list.
Well, you know, it's amazing how you see the protection of this activity, whether it's what you're talking about or this drag queen stripper time for kids that is becoming more prevalent. But man, you know, Angelina, I thank you for bringing this information up. Sounds like you could do a whole dissertation, a special news report with this information. I mean, what a delicate situation. You know, I mean, I don't have kids and I can only imagine, but I mean, what a delicate situation. You're taking your kid, especially if it's a special needs kid, and you're dropping them off at school every day. And it's like, if you don't have full faith in the school system, if you don't have full faith in the staff, I just can't imagine the nerves. And I mean, the more I hear about this stuff, the more I see. Granted, I didn't go to school in the modern day, so it wasn't nearly as bad. But the more I see, the more I'm grateful for the education that I got growing up. I the more blessed I realize and lucky I realize I was, because I didn't have to deal with this crap, and my parents didn't have to worry about the educators that they were sending me to school with. So I mean, just wow. Oh, what, that's heartbreaking stuff. All right, Angelina, thank you. Let's go to Mrs. Digital in Wisconsin. Mrs. Digital, go ahead.
Hi, Owen. What a pleasure and honor. And I first want to pray for your previous caller, Sharon, the caller before the last one, that the Lord would heal her and protect her and just restore her strength and give her, you know, the strength of an eagle flying above mountains.
She sounded strong. She sounded yeah. Great calling in.
She did. She sounded awesome. And my main point of why I'm calling in, I'm Mrs. Digital. My husband is Digital Dave, and he's sent an email to you guys at the tips line. There's a very important letter that needs to be addressed, and it's in the vein of Esther, Queen Esther. She was up against a world war, and all of her people were going to be killed, massacred by Haman. He was plotting to kill and murder everybody. And, you know, Alex Jones has written about it in The Great Reset, the war for the world. It's ongoing, and we have to defend ourselves, and no one else is coming to rescue us. We have to rescue each other, and it's by the power of the Lord Jesus Christ that we're going to be able to do it. And by no other means can we do it. And I wrote a letter that the Lord commanded me to write, and today is the last day of Purim. In Jerusalem, it's Adar 15. And in Adar 15, just read Esther 3:13. May I read that?
Yeah, you got it in front of you.
Letters
go ahead.
Were sent. Oh, yes. Letters were sent by couriers to all the king's provinces to destroy, to kill, and to annihilate all the Jews. Put your own name in there. If you're a Christian, Jew, whatever, Hindu, doesn't matter. Muslim, doesn't matter. Both young and old, women and children, in one day, the 13th day of the 12th month, which is the month of Adar. That was March 7th, 473 BC. And to seize their belongings as plunder. That's what they want to do. They want to steal our houses. And you'll be happy. No, we won't be happy. We want freedom. No matter what nation we live in, we want to be free.
Yeah, we want prosperity. We want privacy. We want ownership. We want property.
Yes. Yes. And, you know, Jesus is not a socialist Jesus. Jesus is a capitalist Jesus. Jesus knows that if you own something, you'll be responsible and you take care of it. To whom much is given, much is required. It's a capitalistic principle to be free, to have ownership, to be responsible, to be loving, to be kind, to be generous to our neighbor. To those who have two coats, give one away. If you see someone who's hungry, feed them. If you see somebody who's thirsty, give them water. We're being destroyed, and the only rescuers we have are ourselves, because the Holy Spirit lives in us. The Holy Spirit lives inside of us. I wrote a letter that Jesus commanded me to write to my brothers and sisters all around the world. I'm nobody. I'm nobody. But he said, if she must write this, or everyone's going to die. And your producers have it on their tips email. If you can go to my Substack, it's just turtledove.substack or my name. I'm Mrs. Digital. I'm also Michelle Catherine Ort.substack.com. This is for the glory of God alone. I take no credit. But we have to stand up and fight for our very lives, our children's lives, the unborn lives. We have to do it now. And God bless all of you. I love you all so much.
Wow. All right. Mrs. Digital, thank you for that call. It's definitely female caller day today. It's, you know, we're hitting that nerve. And, you know, I don't really know how to properly say this. I'd have to spend a whole segment, but it's why this whole thing of, oh, men can be women. Look, I'm wearing a dress. Look, I'm putting on makeup. Man, let me just tell you, if you don't understand the power of feminine energy, like, I can't even explain. Like, if you don't understand the power of femininity and a woman's energy and a woman's love or a woman's scorn, it's just, to think a man can have that, you're just delusional, man. You're just delusional.
InfoWars. Tomorrow's news today.
This is their big move. So, yeah, you say, why doesn't Biden address the disasters in the United States? He doesn't care. That's not his job. He's not the president of the United States. He's a puppet operating for the globalists.
Appetites of the autocrat cannot be appeased. They must be opposed.
And that's who
autocrats only understand one word. No, no, no.
Exactly. And that's why we say no to your vaccines.
No, you will not take my country.
We say no to you shutting down our businesses. We say no to you taking our firearms. We say no to you censoring our free speech. We say no to you selling us out to the World Health Organization. We say no to you getting us into World War III. You're right. We stand against autocrats like you, Joe Biden, and we say no. And we say no to your war.
Humanity is in a fight for its very life. And InfoWars, for decades, has been at the very forefront of the fight for a pro-human future. We can't stay on air without your help, and I want to thank you all for your past support. And I want to encourage those of you that have never bought products at InfoWarsStore.com to go there and experience how amazing these products really are. Ultimate Bone Broth, finally sold out for over 2 years, back in stock. Real Red Pill Plus, simply amazing. Nitric Boost, what it does for your heart, your cardiovascular, critical. All these products like Ultimate Krill Oil, Ultimate Fish Oil, Supermel Vitality, they're all available and in stock, ready to ship to you right now at InfoWarsStore.com. And the final 1,200 signed copies of my book, The Great Reset and the War for the World, and I'm not going to sign any more after that, are exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com as well. In the last month, I got a little busy, so I didn't sign the books. We didn't have them for sale. But now I signed the last books. You can get them right now.
Every time I talk to you, you're either like on the border exposing the cartels and like coming under fire, or you're on the streets of some American city hanging out with drug addicts and criminals. And now you've gone to ground zero of a massive chemical spill. Are you addicted to the danger, Savannah? Have you ever considered that for a second?
No, I'm addicted to helping my fellow Americans. I'm addicted to spreading the truth. And again, I have InfoWars to thank for that. Looking back on the day, I was able to ask President Donald Trump two questions. I was so grateful because, I truly was classically trained under Alex Jones and under the InfoWars team. I really do credit that as to why I'm able to, get these types of clips, because Alex's whole mentality was, go where the story is, go where the mainstream media refuses to. So it's not that I'm addicted to the insanity. I'm just addicted to telling the truth and helping the American people. And I really do credit Alex for, really instilling that within me early on in my career.
I've got some good news. Our high-quality supplements really work, and we have about an 80% reorder rate with customers. That's the good news. They're amazing. The bad news is around 1% or a little less of our actual viewers and listeners ever go to InfoWarsStore.com and ever actually buy the products. So you're missing out on these products, plus it funds the InfoWar. Think of what we've done with just 1% of our massive audience actually buying products. Think what would happen if those of you on the fence actually went to InfoWarsStore.com and got some of these amazing products. I would recommend Turmeric 95 for your joints, your bones, inflammation, to get one of the biggest effects, so you reorder it and see how great it is. Also, we've got the super high quality full spectrum CBD oil that's so good for your neurological systems, your brain, your joints, your bones as well. Or Real Red Pill Plus. Just go try the product, fund the InfoWar, and help us defeat the new order together. InfoWarsStore.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
It's time to take a stand. This is the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Share this message right now at band.video.
There are a bunch of laws that are getting passed against the transgender bullcrap. And I mean, look, you can have a real debate about this. Let's just be honest about the situation. Let's not pretend men are women. If men want to pretend to be women, they're still men. But okay, let's have a debate here. In Arkansas, the Senate just passed a bill that could jail adults up to 30 days for going to the bathroom. It's if a man goes into the female bathroom and there's a kid in there is when the charges would come down. And so, really, look, if I walked into a woman's locker room or if I walked into a woman's bathroom right now, I'd probably get charged. And so I don't think it has to be this complicated. Now, if you want to write laws specifically targeting transgender individuals because you think they're more prone to perverted or sexual abuse activity, I suppose that's the argument that could be made here. But it shouldn't be that difficult. What is the punishment if a man goes into a female locker room? What is the punishment if a man goes into the women's bathroom? That's all it is. Whatever the punishment for that is, that should be the punishment. But I guess they're trying to really crack down on this activity because of the minor aspect involved in this. And so, it's going to be interesting to see this, how this goes as far as laws that get passed, but this is the right thing to do. And it's not that conservatives or Republicans want to target transgender people. It's that we're trying to not allow this transgender, whatever LGBTQ identity, to become a disguise or to become an opportunity for perverts, child abusers, sexual abusers to get an opportunity to abuse. I mean, that's really what this is about. And so I think, yeah, there should be a debate. If you really want to do this thing and you're going to normalize men pretending to be a woman, then yeah, we're going to have to respond to this absurdity and we're going to have to rewrite laws and crap because this is something that doesn't exist. But let's go back to the phone lines here on International Women's Day. And you're hearing from the women. What checkbox will we get next from our female callers? We've had it all so far. And now we go to Olivia in Idaho. Olivia, you're on the InfoWars War Room. Go ahead.
Hey, Owen. It's great to talk with you. If I could really quick, I'd just like to plug Vasobeat. I used to get horrific migraines from taking hormonal birth control. And I would take Vasobeat twice a day, and it actually would help my migraines. Sometimes they would completely dissipate. So Vasobeat really works. I know you guys say blood flow, blood flow, blood flow. So thank you so much for that.
That's right. Great to hear. By the way, Vasobeat Complete back in stock. It was out of stock. It's back in stock, 25% off.
Yes, I actually did just see that on the InfoWars store. And then one other thing I'd like to plug real quick is the bone broth. I actually had a terrible case of the norovirus in the last week of February. So I had pretty severe gastrointestinal distress. And I took the bone broth every morning, and it actually helped my gut, like, immensely. And that plus some raw milk every day, I'm, like, back to normal, and it's fantastic. So bone broth and Vasobeat, they're really, really good.
Well, thank you for that. Thank you for letting people know how great the products have been for you. And there you go. Bone broth also in stock, 25% off. Thank you for that, Olivia.
Yeah, absolutely. And I realized when I called in, I thought we were supposed to talk about the January 6th tapes, but I'd actually rather talk about men competing in women's sports because I was an athlete in college. And I played D3 volleyball, so I'm not saying I was at the highest tier or anything like that. But I guess I just kind of, going off of the last caller's sentiment, it's like no one is here to save you. And so I don't understand why these women competing in especially NCAA sport, don't stand up. I mean, I have to imagine there's more people on your team that are feeling the same way as you are. And, I know women oftentimes feel comfortable with strength in numbers. So it's kind of like you guys need to stand up and speak out. From my personal experience, the women I competed with and competed against, there is no way they would let this kind of thing stand, having
well,
men
and look, you don't need to age yourself on the show, but I mean, you probably competed before this was even a potential.
Yes.
So, and here's what's so odd about it, because I think you're right, but the phenomenon is the same phenomenon to everything else. People are not going to respond till it gets to their front door. And so what have you seen? You have seen some women that are involved in track that have to compete against men and can't win. They can't outrace the man. And you've seen them stand up and raise the issue. You've seen it in NCAA swimming where a man is competing and breaking a bunch of swimming records held by women. It's a man. And you've had some of that. But it's not going to – I don't think you're going to see that full unification until it starts to get into all the sports, like a volleyball, like you played volleyball. Volleyball, NCAA volleyball is a very serious thing. The NCAA volleyball tournament, females take that very seriously. Same thing with basketball. I think once it gets into those sports and more of the female athletes are dealing with it, then maybe they'll have that moment of pushing back. But I mean, you get betrayed by people like Megan Rapinoe who promote this crap.
Yeah, and I think the thing that's the most confusing, because I know a lot of people who maybe aren't athletes are saying oh, you just play sports to have fun. But if you're a serious athlete, you're literally competing. And the point of competing is to win. That's all it really comes down to. And if you have a man with women, it's never going to be a fair competition. It's not going to be a level playing field.
I mean, it's ludicrous that we even have to explain this. We used to understand this by what, kindergarten, first grade?
Oh, I think so. Or at least I did. You know, I can't speak for everybody now.
Yeah, no, I mean, well, I remember just from growing up playing soccer that when before you got into kindergarten, whatever they called those soccer teams, like the little Munchkin soccer teams, you'd have girls and boys on the same field just because it's little Munchkin soccer, just run around, hive ball. And then same thing with kindergarten. And then I remember by first grade is when they separated the teams. But every once in a while, like in my team's case, I remember we had a girl on our team that was an incredible soccer player. She ended up playing 4 years in college, winning a bunch of awards at the college she played at. And she actually played with the boys, I think maybe till first or second grade. But even her, like the best girl player anywhere in the city, she couldn't compete with boys as soon as it got second, third, fourth grade. So, I mean, it's like, it's just ridiculous to pretend that men and women are the same or that it's an equal playing field. So how bad do you think it has to get, Olivia?
Oh, gosh. Well, with you talking specifically about volleyball, I can only imagine just a man out on the court, you know, women volleyball players, we wear spandex or some I see nowadays are wearing leggings. And I just, like, can't get this horrific image out of my head of the man on the court with, like, everything down there.
Oh, my gosh.
Out,
yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah. For those
and,
that
you know,
don't know,
we've
for those, yeah,
and stuff, and it's just like, oh, God,
for those that don't know, the female volleyball uniform is typically basically spandex shorts. You know, so you're getting a pretty good idea of what's going on down there. And if it's a bulge, you're gonna get a nice package.
Oh man,
I don't even know how could you even fit in that. I don't even know how you could put those. I guess I could. I mean. I used to do play-by-play for college volleyball when I was younger. You know, I enjoyed the view, I'm not going to lie.
Well, you know, a lot of people say that the volleyball players have the nice butt. And I tend to think it's true.
I just like the sport, I mean. I like the view of the game.
Oh, yes.
Of course. But, I mean, seriously, like you're saying, if it was a dude out there, it'd be a little obvious, like, what in the heck is going on? But that happened too. There was a dude playing with women, spiked the ball. It was either, I think it was high school, spiked the ball, broke a girl's nose. Did you hear that?
Yeah, I did. And actually, so I'm also from St. Louis, and I played with a girl who she ended up going and playing at Wash U. And I saw her hit a ball, hit someone in the head, and gave them a concussion. So I've seen that happen before. It's not that uncommon, but. Yes, it is. I imagine.
It'll be a lot more common.
You need to get coordinated with not only your food, but also your health supplements, because it's going to be a matter of life and death. So support InfoWars Store. Listen, you need to put it as a priority, because you don't know, I don't know. Alex and I are telling you how late it is before midnight strikes. And again, magnesium is critical for your muscles and everything. Krill oil. What I'm watching right before my eyes is a composite overview of nutritional supplements that will keep you alive. And I would urge everyone, maybe you don't take vitamins, maybe you don't take nutritional supplements, but the day will come. Vitamin C and zinc, absolutely imperative for the cold. DNA Force, absolutely imperative. Mineral fusion, absolutely. As you're drinking filtered water, a lot of it will become demineralized. You have to have these products.
There is a war for the future happening right now. There is a war that will control my destiny, your destiny, our children's destinies. And that war is something that we can win, but it takes dedication, it takes commitment. That's why I ask listeners respectfully to go to InfoWarsStore.com and buy great products that will enrich and empower your life while keeping us on air at the very same time. InfoWarsStore.com to get a signed or unsigned copy of my book, The Great Reset and the War for the World, Ultimate Bone Broth, Back in Stock, Nitric Boost, the amazing CBD oil we have that's the highest quality you're going to find anywhere at more than half off. It's all available at InfoWarsStore.com, some of the very best products. And a lot of you have never shopped at InfoWarsStore. You've been watching for years, you've been listening for years, but you've never taken the step to go to InfoWarsStore. These are great products that really work and are amazing. Plus, they keep us on air. So again, please take action. Go to InfoWarsStore.com today, and I thank you.
InfoWars. Tomorrow's news today.
This is their big move. So, yeah, you say, why doesn't Biden address the disasters in the United States? He doesn't care. That's not his job. He's not the president of the United States. He's a puppet operating for the globalists.
Appetites of the autocrat cannot be appeased. They must be opposed.
And that's who
autocrats only understand one word. No, no, no.
Exactly. And that's why we say no to your vaccines.
No, you will not take my country.
We say no to you shutting down our businesses. We say no to you taking our firearms. We say no to you censoring our free speech. We say no to you selling us out to the World Health Organization. We say no to you getting us into World War III. You're right. We stand against autocrats like you, Joe Biden, and we say no. And we say no to your war.
Right now, I'm not talking to the viewers and listeners that have gone to InfoWarsStore.com and gotten the great products that enrich your life, that empower your immune system and your body, and keep us on air. I am humbly, hat in hand, talking to the viewers and listeners that have tuned in, many of you for years, and never gone to InfoWarsStore.com. We know the vast, 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 vast majority of you never actually go to InfoWarsStore.com and never experience these great products and never find the operation. Sure, you share a link, you share an article, you tell folks about the show. That's great, and I thank you. But we need funds to operate. Plus, we've got really great products that do amazing things for people, like our CBD oil and our Fizzy Magnesium and our Sleep Aid and our Nitric Oxide and our Real Red Pill Plus. All of these are really great products that keep us on air. Plus, you're missing out on having these products. So get off the bench. Get in the game. Step to the plate and go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and get these great InfoWars products at InfoWarsStore.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm here today to apologize.
Why did you say ladies first? That's sexist.
It's just a standard greeting. Let me start over. Gentlemen and ladies.
Who says the man?
Okay, sorry. I humans in the audience.
I identify as a basketball.
Humans and basketballs.
I'm a parrot who mimics words but doesn't comprehend them.
Humans, basketballs, talking parrots, and whatever else is out there.
Whatever? It's whoever. Actually, it's whomever. No one likes you, Mary.
All right. Just calm down, okay?
Now you're tone policing us.
All right. I don't know when that aired from Family Guy, but it was sent to me, and I had a good laugh at it, so I wanted to share it here with you. Final segment of the InfoWars War Room brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com. By the way, just an update on the domestic disasters. Oil rig fire. I think that was in Alabama. And we also had a train derailment with injuries in West Virginia. Look out on the West Coast. Massive storm about to hit California, making a bad situation even worse. Executive who served in Clinton and Obama administrations killed by turbulence on jet over New England. Well, I'm sure one of these deaths, if not all of them, are legit, right? All these Clinton friends. Nothing to see there. Nothing to see there, I'm sure. But we want to go back to the phone lines here on International Women's Day, and we've taken nothing but calls from women. They said it couldn't be done. We've defied the laws of live media again. Let's go to Candace in Nashville. Candace, you're on the InfoWars War Room. Go ahead.
Hey, Owen. Hey, I just wanted to talk about the hidden or the recordings from January 6th. Those were made with our tax money. Those belong to us. Ashley Babbitt was a human sacrifice that day. I mean, she got murdered there. And Tucker Carlson said that there was no video of that, but we saw video of Ashley Babbitt being killed.
No, I don't believe that there's no video of it. I highly doubt there's not some sort of security tape of that moment, if not multiple angles, I would guess, at least two angles. From each side of that door.
Video.
I'm not talking about, I'm not talking about reporters. I'm talking about like what we have on the screen now. I'm talking about surveillance video.
And
they have the surveillance video of the other people dying that day at the hands of police.
Exactly. And they're withholding all of those snuff films to try to control the narrative. So just imagine that could be anybody's mom, sister, brother, anybody. And they're watching them die. And then to control the narrative and keep people locked up as political prisoners, they're withholding. That's taxpayer recordings. And they're trying to withhold information to use against other people in some kind of a weird blackmail. I say we use it all against them and outsmart them with all this. I saw what had happened before, you know, was going to happen. And I thought, you know, this is really bad. This is like Hunger Games. Remember when they were taking the kids to the Capitol and it was all a setup?
Yeah.
On Hunger Games?
It's been a while since I've seen the movie, but was that when they flooded that area?
It's whenever they said, bring the kids to the Capitol, bring the children to the Capitol, and then they started bombing the kids, and she watched her little sister get murdered by the government.
Yeah, it's been a while since I've seen the films, but it feels more and more like the Hunger Games every day. Well, look, we know why they're panicked about the footage coming out, because they know it proves they're total liars and totally evil.
Right, and Owen, did you say that the man that Tucker Carlson actually interviewed was the same man that arrested you?
Yeah, and you know, okay, you bring that up, and I had the crew pull the video. I couldn't believe it, actually. The crew, I usually have a very sharp and keen eye. I didn't catch this one. The crew caught this one. It was indeed the officer interviewed by Tucker Carlson was the officer that arrested me here in the video. There you can see him in that video. And I've talked about this before, and look, I'm not really, I don't like getting into my legal stuff right now. I'm still going through it. But I will tell you, and I don't remember if it was that police officer or somebody else, but when I went to the Capitol that day, I was told by Capitol Police the Democrats want me arrested. And if I go into the Capitol, there's going to be a call from the Democrats to the Capitol Police to have me arrested. And I didn't break any laws. There was no probation that I couldn't go into the Capitol or anything like that. They just had the call. I was on a list, probably Jerry Nadler, and they said, if you see Owen Schroyer, arrest him on site. And they didn't want to. They were telling me, don't go in there. We'll have to arrest you. Don't go in there. Even when they said they were going to arrest me, they're like, please, just leave right now. I was like, no, I have the right to stand in my Capitol. And so ultimately they arrested me. But yes, the Capitol police officer that arrested me was the same one that was interviewed by Tucker Carlson. You're 100% right.
Right, and Owen, and I'm a whistleblower in all of this also. People can find me at Queen of the Juicy on Twitter, Candace K. Morris on Facebook. I've been actually apparently an enemy of the state. I didn't know why, because I was just a mind-control slave of the state for years and years and years. So it was very concerning to find out that they considered me a terrorist or some kind of, you know, person that needed to be, you know, tracked and traced, and now they're doing it to everyone.
Well, that's it exactly. That's it exactly. You're a free-thinking American, so, you know, you got to be tracked and traced. And now they've got their excuse. That's why the January 6th thing is so important. That's their excuse to spy, track, trace, demonize, and arrest, imprison, or disappear any opposition to the regime. That's what it's all about. That's why they're so protective over that footage. It's so important to them to have this big lie in their political persecution. Candace, thank you for the call. Let's go to Stephanie, FEMA Region 4. Stephanie, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Owen. Thanks for taking my call. I just want to say that, you know, I was here on January 6th by the Washington Monument, and I saw a group of, you know, younger, you know, early 20s kids in, like, tactical gear. And I saw a man with, you know, white hair, but he looked like he was in his 40s, like too young to have white hair, kind of shaggy. But anyways, when we went to the Capitol, I got stuck on the steps because I was helping carry the American flag that was falling on my way there. I don't even know those people. But anyways, we also had provocateurs pushing from the back, you know, trying to get us to go into the Capitol, the ones that were on the steps. But I was going to say, I managed to get out of, you know, that crowded area because we were packed like sardines. And when I went and I saw on the news, that man with shaggy hair, I think it was an ABC reporter, was interviewing him inside the Capitol. So I'm pretty sure journalists were in on, you know, as well as the feds.
Well, yeah, I mean, Nancy Pelosi had a documentary film crew ready to go. And I'm not saying they all knew. I'm not saying they all knew the agenda, but definitely some were let in the know about what they were going to pull that day.
Yeah, it's crazy. I haven't updated my phone since then. I've deleted my social media because, you know, you could end up in a DC gulag just for, you know, being in the wrong place.
I got to say, too, you know, whatever pushback the Republicans in the House are going to have towards that corrupt January 6th committee, it better happen fast because they're going to try to get as many other arrests or as much other oppression done. They're hitting the accelerator now, and so justice needs to be served here. Release all the tapes. Give it to the defendants. Let the judges see it. Let the judges know that they withheld this evidence, and let's finally maybe right this horrific wrong, specifically for those that have been rotting in jail cells unjustly. Stephanie, thank you for the call. All right, let's go to our final caller. I'm sorry to the men that called in today trying to steal the platform from women, but that's woke in 2023. But no, we took all calls from women, and our final Stony Wolf in Michigan, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi. last time I talked to you, in perspective, darn it. I lost him. He took the shot. And last time I talked to you, he had blood clots in his lungs. Oh, God, I hate this whole thing. And he died Sunday. Okay, but wait, I'm gonna just try to snap out of this now because I'm really pissed. But I want to also tell you about your MadMaxWorld.tv. I tried to punch it in here on DuckDuckGo, on my Google, and it comes up with a website access prohibited. Okay, so I want to warn you about that. And I'm trying not to break down, man, but it's been a tough week.
You know what? I hear you. And let me just tell you, and I've said this a couple times, and I personally haven't had to deal with this from the angle of friends or family dying from the vaccine, but I've had friends and family that took it that have had serious side effects, and I just, there's so many innocent people that just had no idea what was going on. They bought the propaganda, and just innocent people that took that vaccine undeservedly, your husband included. May he rest in peace. God bless you, Stony Wolf.
We are entering the era of the megalopolis.
No, it's not a dinosaur.
Cities around the world are merging as they grow and spread, forming super cities connected by urban sprawl. The largest megalopolis is in China. It's known as the Greater Bay Area. It's a merger of 11 cities, including Hong Kong, Shenzhen, and Guangdong. The Greater Bay Area is home to more than 70 million people. It generates 11.6% of China's GDP. In West Africa, a megalopolis is taking shape that could be the biggest of them all. It's almost 1,000 kilometers long, made up of 9 cities in 5 countries, from Abidjan in the Ivory Coast to Lagos in Nigeria. Experts say it will become the most densely populated region on the planet. And that's why our unelected overlord, Bill Gates, is so concerned about population.
Now, the world today has 6.8 billion people. That's headed up to about 9 billion.
Especially in Africa.
So it's in the very poorest places that you're going to have a tripling in population by 2050.
That's why Bill is using mosquitoes to spread vaccines all over the world.
I brought some here. Let those roam around the auditorium a little bit. There's no reason only poor people should have the experience.
Because we can only save the planet if...
Probably one of these numbers is going to have to get pretty near to zero. Now, that's back from high school algebra. But let's take a look.
Brought to you by the World Health Organization. Spreading vaccines everywhere.
If you are resistant.
receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.